I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Hey, glad you could join me for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And this week, we got some good stuff for you. Some stuff we haven't done on the netcast in a while, actually. Maybe even forever. Because we used to do the netcast as an audio netcast. And we could do geek culture things without the video part. And I remember one time I did a video netcast, and I did some geek culture, and I just kind of sat there during the whole thing going, what am I supposed to do now? I'll play with my fingers. No, that won't work. Anyway, I think I've sussed it, you know? I think I've figured it out, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a geek culture special, The Wise Words of Master Yoda, telling us that we need to wear our sunscreen. Well, you know, it's fall now. It's getting into winter. It's not quite as big a deal as it was during the summer months. But anyway, here's Yoda with some sage advice from the master.
Sunscreen, good. No sunscreen, bad. Rest of advice, based on years of Jedi teaching experience, yes. This advice, I dispense now. Enjoy the power and beauty of the Force. Understand the Force you will not until you have used it. Fabulous is how you look. Fat as Jabba the Hutt, you are not. Worry not about the dark side. Worrying is as effective as trying to stick C-3PO together with bubblegum. Do one thing every day that would scare even Darth Maul. Yes. Floss. Waste time not at Mos Eisley. In the end, hug over you will be. Yes. Kind to your lightsaber be. For when it's gone, miss it you will. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but your own swamp on Dagobah. Beauty magazines read you not. Make you feel ugly and green they will, yes. Just 1 minute you wait. What is wrong with being ugly and green, I ask? Get to know your father. You never know if Darth Vader he will be. Live on ice planet Hoth once, but leave before hard it makes you. Live in Naboo once, but leave before soft it makes you. Travel at light speed, but make sure hyperdrive works. Accept certain inalienable truths. Luke and Leia, related they are. Wookiees shed all over the furniture they will. And sound a lot like Grover on Sesame Street, I do. Respect Mace Windu. Very good in Pulp Fiction he was, yes. With your hair, mess not. Or by the time you're 800, 1,000 it will look. Be careful of advice and Boba Fett. But trust you me on the sunscreen. Yes!
I have felt him.
Okay! Ha! There you go. Yeah. Yoda, Jedi Master and expert advice giver. Maybe he'll start a column like Dear Abby. Anyway. So, geek culture, good place to start. Now, what else are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about... Ah, there it is! A Geek Software of the Week. And this Geek Software of the Week comes to you via the comments on the website. What website, you say? Why, of course, drbill.cc, drbill.cc, which, of course, as everyone on the Internet knows, CC stands for Computer Curmudgeon. Ha ha! Yes, it does. Don't let them tell you that it's some island out in the middle of the Pacific somewhere. No. Anyway, so you need to check out some software. Here's what it is. It's called KillDisk. Now, as you might suspect, it does something rather evil to hard drives. What is that, you might ask? Why, it kills them! Ha ha! No, not really. I'm just kidding. No. What it does is it kills all the data on the hard drive. So let's say you want to give that hard drive away to charity. But you don't want to lose all your data. You don't want any privacy issues. And so you decide to kill the disk. So you download KillDisk from killdisk.com. KillDisk.com. Yeah, just like it says right there. Anyway, and then you can use it to boot, select kill, and destroy the disk. Now, if you'd really like to see some disks being totally destroyed, you can go watch Techzilla this week. This week's episode, Patrick gets to shoot some hard drives with a gun. Why don't I ever get to do anything that cool? Huh? Oh, well. Anyway, next week on the Netcast, I'm going to show you the Ubuntu for netbooks. I was going to do it this week, but it's still downloading in the back. Speaking of the back, looky, right over there. You see that chair right there in the background? That's my office, and that's where I normally do the Netcast. I'm trying something different today. I'm in my living room. Isn't it very cool? So, I'm comfortable. I've got my big padded chair that I like to sit in, and I've got my living room here that's all nice and big and large and cool. So, I like it. My wife, she doesn't like it because I've got all these lights and things set up everywhere. She's not real happy about that. I noticed that I have a little Klingon thing going with the eyebrow. Let me just comb that down. That's better. Anyway, I was going somewhere, wasn't I? Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Let's go to the website, drbill.cc, and look at this week's news from the website. You know, you can actually go there yourself and look up things on your own, not have to have me read them to you. Yeah, I know it's more fun to have me read them to you, but come on, give me a break. So, the Google car drives itself. Now, my comment on the Google car, you've heard of the Google car, right? The Google car is a car that Google puts some intelligence in, right, that then drives the car down the highway without you having to drive. Yeah. I don't think I want to do that. You know what? You know why? Because I've worked with computers for over 30 years. That's why I'm the computer curmudgeon, okay? Long time. That's why I got all the gray in the beard, yes. Well, here's the thing about all that, you see, is I know computers, and I know operating systems, and I know that you can have a blue screen of death. And the term blue screen of death just has a whole new meaning when you drive your car with your computer. So, there you go. Don't think I'm going to be doing that. Now, I'm going to skip over the next one because we're going to do this next week. Ubuntu 10.10 is here, and it rocks for netbooks because I'm going to do a whole special on that. So we'll go right to the last item that I have for today, and that is LibreOffice, not Lucha Libre. Lucha Libre is a bunch of weird-looking guys that are all sweaty with masks, jumping around and, you know, making weird noises. No, that's Lucha Libre. No, but, LibreOffice is a kind of an interesting story because, you see, here's how it all began. Let's go back to the days of yore when Dr. Bill was doing some research. What happened was, is I got to noticing that OpenOffice, my favorite office suite in the whole world, because it's free. I like free. You know me. I like free. Anyway, so I noticed that it wasn't getting updates as much as it usually did. And I'm like, what's up with this? So I went and I looked, and there was no activity on the website, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I started doing a little research and come to find out that ever since Oracle bought Sun Microsystems and Sun Microsystems owns OpenOffice, it's kind of convoluted, isn't it? That all of the developers, you know, open source developers, they develop on their own time and they contribute their time and their efforts and their energy and their life to writing this free software. They went, dude, we don't want to work for the man. You know, they tend to be kind of hippie types. Hey, but they write free, cool software, so I'm down with that. Anyway, but the bottom line is, they said, we don't want to work for the man. We don't want to work for Oracle. So they left and started a new non-profit. That means they don't make any money. But they drink a lot of beer. I don't know how they get it, you know. And they are, you know, eating their corn chips and things. Some of them probably don't drink beer. They're like me. They're teetotalers. They don't drink beer. They probably drink Sprite. I'm just making all this up. Anyway, the bottom line is that they decided to form a new organization called the Document, what is it? The Document Foundation. Because documents are what OpenOffice does. And so they formed this foundation, and then all of a sudden, from somewhere, various people started contributing toward it, like Red Hat and Novell that makes SUSE Linux, and other people that, between you and me, might be considered the man. Anyway, they contributed money to the organization, which is still a nonprofit, independent organization, and they are writing the new versions of OpenOffice, basically a branch. You know what a branch is. You ever seen a tree that had a branch? Okay, anyway. A branch of the open source project, and it's called the Document Foundation is the organization, and the new version is going to be called LibreOffice, because Libre means free, and I like free. So it's cool. But I wouldn't recommend downloading it and using it just yet because it's still in beta. Okay? But when it comes out of beta, dude, I am all over it because I still like free. And it already looks very cool. It has newer kind of grayness around it that looks more cool and new techie. You know what I mean? Haha. Anyway, so that's just about it for right now. We got to keep these netcasts short, you see, because we got to put them on the old YouTube. And the last one I tried to load up there, oh, by the way, the last one, oh, man, I had such problems with that last netcast from a purely technical point of view. And here's why. Because, you see, I had all of my formatting and things all squirrely, and it got compressed. It made the doctor look so skinny. Would that it were so. Anyway, the bottom line is it compressed me into small bits, and it was a mess and did weird things. So, but it was also too long. It was 16 minutes long, and YouTube limits uploads to 15 minutes. Come on, YouTube, it was only a minute longer, but it wouldn't upload. So I had to whack off the end, whack, and that's why it just stops. This one will be a little neater because I had to redo the intro and the outro, that's technical talk, and made it to where it will all fit. Maybe. We hope. Ha! So join us next time for the next Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Remember, until then, the doctor is out of here.